All right, I want to share a little passage of Scripture with us today. The Bible says that where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, have come to worship him. Now, the little kids just acted that story out. It's a story that many of us have known for years. We've heard it over and over. But I want to share a little something with us today. The other day, I had gotten up and I was heading out to get a cup of coffee. And I looked off in the eastern sky and there was a star. And that star was huge. It was really big. And it's almost Donald Trump huge, you know what I'm saying? Really huge. And it really struck me as I seen that star, because all the other stars has faded. It was morning and the light was coming, so they had done their job at night, but yet this star hung in there, and it was still there. And what I really noticed, I paused for a moment as I was getting into my truck, and I wanted to kind of look things over there a little bit, and I was thinking, and that thought came to me, that would I have taken that journey, that same journey that the wise men took so long ago? And I thought about it for a minute. Some thoughts came to my mind, and, you know, we live such busy lives and there's so much going on, and you know, it's good to take time to ponder every now and then. And as I noticed that star, one of the thoughts that came to me was the fact that, you know, I could easily say that I saw the star and that's enough. You know, other people hadn't seen the star, but I had seen it. So that ought to be good enough for God. But then I thought of another thought, that I'm too busy. I am far too busy to follow that star. Right now is just not a good time for me. Have you ever felt that way? You know, now's not a good time for me. You know, I had already had my day planned out, what I had to do that day. And as a matter of fact, I had already had my week planned out. And to be honest, I had the rest of this month planned out. So I was far too busy. I couldn't just stop what I was doing to chase after this star. Also, I wondered, you know, this is a thought that sometimes comes to us when we're dabbling with maybe trying something new. What will my friends think about me? What will my family say if I take off and I follow that star? And I'll be honest, them are some questions that you and I all have to face from time to time, especially when we decide to take this journey of faith. Because that's really what this is about. It's a journey of faith on this planet. You know, we're put down here for such a short time, and you know, the decisions that we make and the things that we do really make a difference. And I've noticed that the journey of faith, especially what I've learned, is a journey of faith only starts when you take the first step. A lot of times we put off till tomorrow what it is that we should have done today. And what happens then is that things don't really work out the way they should in the long run. Now, to me, the story of the wise man is a beautiful story because God wants to include outsiders. I felt like an outsider. You know, I grew up and I wasn't really serving God. I knew that. I mean, I dabbled in Christianity a little bit, but I knew in my heart that I wasn't quite where I needed to be. You know, I knew enough to be dangerous. I don't know if you've ever been that way before, but, you know, I knew enough to be dangerous. I had just the dose of it. You know, I've been inoculated with it, but I'd never received the cure in my life. And the greatest revelation that I had is that I knew that God accepted me. And see, these wise men, they were from a totally different country, a totally different religion. And they had come and they had packed up their things and they took that journey of faith when even the people of Israel was not aware. That star was up for all to see. But nobody followed but these outsiders. So maybe you feel like an outsider today. I want you to know that God accepts you, and you don't have to feel like an outsider, because God has a plan for your life, and there's only good things He has in store for us. Now, what happens to you and I as we live our life is the fact that we got caught up. We live in the moment. But I found out that we can't stay in the moment. You know, life goes on, and that we need to grow with it. Things aren't the same as they used to be, are they? You know, we need to learn to be able to how to grow with what's going on with the world around us. To me, it's not about where we've been or what we've seen in life, but where are we now? And where is it that we want to go? Where do we want to go? What do we want to do? You know, as we call upon God and decide to follow Him with all our heart, and we know that, you know, God has a plan, you know, sometimes it's so hard to understand because, you know, God seems so far away. You know, we think He's so busy keeping things together that He doesn't have time for me. You know, but that's outsider thinking. You know, we need to think like an insider. You know, that God does care, and that if we become a Christian, that we're part of God's family, and that He has good things to do in our lives. Now, some things that as a Christian we need to do is, number one, you know, we need to grow. We need to grow as a Christian. It's not enough to see the star. It's not enough just to maybe get saved. But God wants us to not stay where we're at, but we need to be open to Him so that He will take us to the place we need to be. Because God has a plan for our life. And we shouldn't take that for granted. I don't know about you, but I hate it when I give something to somebody and they just throw it in the pile and they take it for granted. Something that was a great sacrifice for me. And think about the greatest sacrifice that was ever done when Jesus Christ went to the cross and He paid the ultimate price. And that's why we need to honor and respect it. Now, to me, sometimes we get stuck. I don't know if you've ever been stuck. You know, I lived on a farm and I did some stupid things in my life. And I was out helping my dad fix fence about, a month ago, one of my boys and I. And we was driving through this field and Dad says, "You remember the time you got stuck right there?" I go, "Oh yeah. I still remember it. I still remember the choice words that he told me along the way." Because I, as a young man, in 14, 15 years old, I believed the fastest way to get something done was keep the tires turning and keep the disc in the ground. And I should have went around this spot, but I wanted to take a shortcut because I thought it was quicker. Well, as I went through the shortcut, it was a little wetter than I anticipated. So I had about 6 tons of equipment, and that thing just bottomed out. And I got in all kinds of trouble. Because now another farmer had to stop what he was doing to come and pull us out because I couldn't unhook from it or get myself unstuck. So what happens when that happens in our life, sometimes we need a little push or sometimes we need a great big pull. And we have to admit that and go with that. As we go through this journey, I don't know if you've been on a journey, but some people like to go alone, but that's kind of dangerous. But we really need each other. We need each other in this journey, and that's what I'm getting to today is, you know, I want to thank many of you for, you know, getting your kids at church, but it's regular church attendance, and that's really how we help each other. Because we live in a very complicated time, and I found out that families that do Jesus together are stronger because life is very complicated, it's very busy. There's a lot of things out in this world pulling for our attention. Everybody and their brother thinks their sport's more important than the next sport. How many parents about wore out with that? You know, I'm wore out as a pastor with everybody thinks their stuff on Wednesday night's more important than Jesus. You know what I mean? So there's just so many things, and that's why we've got to make these choices. And it's a very complicated choice. Now, many of you received the program today. I hope you read the back of it. That's something I downloaded. If you didn't get one, maybe hit the usher up on the way out. But I found this information on the internet, and it told us about the importance of regular church attendance and the difference that it can make in our lives. And I just want to ask you today, is I want you to prayerfully consider your future and the future of your family. You know, we here at River Life, you know, we want to help you. We want to help you on your spiritual journey. And just to be honest, if you're looking for the perfect church, this isn't it. We're not the perfect church. You know, I don't think there is one. But this church, I will say one thing, it seeks the perfect one, Jesus Christ. And that's important, that we try to all take this journey together. You know, I just want to invite you to come along with us as we seek Jesus Christ together. You know, make it an effort as we, you know, come to the upcoming year. Many people set resolutions. You know, I want to lose weight, or I want to start working out. I want to do all these things. But I want you to not forget your spiritual side of your life, because you're a spirit, soul, and a body. And we know what our body looks like and what it should look like and what it looks like, right? Sometimes those don't two line up. And then our soul, sometimes we are happy, sometimes we're not. But our spiritual side is one that we neglect. And we at the River want to help you in your spiritual journey. So starting next month in January, don't wait till then to start, but we want to challenge you to try regular church attendance, just to see the difference that it makes in your life. It's not the silver bullet that all your problems will go away. But I will say this, that the greater one that lives inside of you, which is Jesus Christ, by the Holy Spirit, will become stronger in you, and you will live an overcoming life. Let's pray.